Today's shir is a Masechta Tumur on Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Yud Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the first word on the line, Esvei. We are in the middle of a sugya that began on Daf Yud Amid Aleph, and this is the machloikis between Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan, that Bar Pada is of the opinion that Ein Kedusha Chala Al Ubrin, that one is not able to independently make sanctification, kedusha, on a fetus. We're speaking about where the mother that's carrying the fetus is a behemoth chulin. And Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that in such a situation, kedusha chala ala ubrin, that one is able to place kedusha on a fetus, on an uber, in its mother's stomach, independent of the mother, which is a chulin animal. And earlier on the Amud, we had, around 10 lines down, Yosef Rav Zeira v'ka'amr l'ha shmaitza. Rav Zeira said over the sheet of Barpada that ein kedusha chala al ubrin. And Esvei Rav Yirmiya l'Rav Zeira. Rav Yirmiya asked a series of questions against Rav Zeira, who was repeating over the sheet of Barpada. And now, as we begin, three lines from the bottom of the Amud on Yud Amud Beis, we have another question that Rabbi Yirmiya posed to Rav Zeira, and this time it's from a Mishnah in the second parak, as Rashi brings down in the last line of the Amud, that on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah contrasts the Tchilas Kedusha to Tumura. Chaimer Bekotchemi Betumura. There are certain chumras that the initial Kedusha has over substitution. And then in other halachas, there's a chumra of Tumura over Kotchem. Says the Mishnah there. And here's where we're going to ask our question, where Rav Yirmiya asks to Rav Zeira, Esra, I'll ask you from that Mishnah. It says over there, as the Shita puts in the Vav, Umagdishin Avorin V'ubrin. One is able to be Magdish, the limbs and a fetus, Avaloi Mamirin. But one cannot make Tumura. The simple reading of the Mishnah would be that Tumura would not be effective to transfer from those Avorin or the Ubrin onto another animal. You would be unable to do it. So there's a Chumra of Kedusha over Tumura. But what do we see in the Mishnah there clearly? That Magdishin Ubrin. So it's a clear question on the sheet of Barpada. And this is the challenge that Rabbi Yirmiya said to Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira will answer, Hachanami Bevladi Kachim. Just like earlier in the Gemara on this Amud, Rav Zeira said that a case was speaking about Vladei Kachim, so to hear the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis will be speaking about Vladei Kachim. In other words, the mother was not a chulin animal, the mother was an animal that had Kedusha. And this is a fetus that is within an animal of Kedusha. And that's why you could be Magdish, such an animal. Ask the Gemara, Ibe Vladei Kachim. If you're speaking about a case where the mother was not chulin, the mother itself was Hagdish. So my Magdishin, what does the Mishnah mean that you could be Magdish and Uber? Ha Kedisha V'kaima, such an animal is automatically Kaddish because of its mother. The owner doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to be Magdish. It retains Kedusha automatically because of the mother. So that L'chara can't be the pshat there in the Mishnah. As we turn to Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, answers the Gemara, Hachikamer. No, the Mishnah is speaking about Vladei Kachim. But we have a whole new pshat in the Mishnah. And according to the Girs of Rashi, we're going to actually add words to the Mishnah. Taisvis and Divrei HaMaskil Hachikamer brings the Girs of Rashi, as we have in our Gemara, and the Shita and Ois Aleph also. Both of them do not like to add a new phrase into the wording of the Mishnah as Rashi's Girsa has it, but they learn there for a different shot, but we will go with the way we have the Girsa in our Gemara, which is Rashi's Girsa. Hachikamer, Magdishin Avorin, where you can be Magdish and Aver. Now here we're speaking about the Tchilas HaKadusha, the beginning of Hagdish, and then we add the words according to Rashi's Girsa, Umamirin Bohen, and then once you have, for example, be Magdish a limb. Now Rashi explains in the top Rashi, we have the concept of his Hispashdus HaKedusha, that from that one limb, the Kedusha gets spread out throughout the whole animal. So now that the whole animal is Kadosh, Memelu Mamirin Bahen, we can make Tumura from that animal, which initially started out with only one aver being kaddish. Now we can transfer that kedusha to another animal. And then it continues further. Avaloy mamirin, you know what you're not able to make tumura on. And here the Masoras HaShas tells us to put in the words in brackets. Avarim bahen. Once this animal has become kaddish through the initial limb and then hispashta, spreading out of the kedusha to the whole animal. Now, if you would want to transfer the kedusha of the whole animal onto an aver, that you are unable to do. So when the Mishnah said on the Tezayin and Beis, Avaloy Mamir, and it's not like we learned pshat before, that once you made kedusha on an aver, you cannot on that animal anymore make tamura. That's not the pshat. You could make tamura, but you could only make tamura from that animal to a complete other animal. Whereas if you want to make transference, tamura, from the animal to a limb, that is what we say, ein mamirin, that you're not able to do. And now we go to the ubrim. And according to the way we're adding these words and the gears of Rashi, when the Mishnah said Magdishin, that is Einich Nami, not referring to Ubrim. That Magdishin was only referring to Avorin. And it was telling you, you could be Magdishin Aver, which will spread to the whole animal, and then you can make Tumura to another animal, and you cannot make Tumura to an Aver. And now, what's the din by Ubrim? Ubrim has nothing to do with a comparison between Kedusha and Tumura. The first halacha, the way we just learned according to the Gears of Rashi, that does show a difference between Kedusha and Tumura, because you can make Kedusha on a limb, which will spread to the whole animal, but you cannot transfer that Kedusha to make Tumura to a limb. So there you see a clear Chumra of Kedusha, initial Tchilas HaKedusha over Tumura. And now this halacha of Ubrim has nothing to do with that, because in fact, according to Bar Pada, there is no difference when it comes to an Uber in terms of beginning of Kedusha or Tmura, because you cannot, Bar Pada says, make Ein Kedusha Chalal Ubrin initially, and likewise you cannot have Tmura on an Aver, on an Uber as well. The Uber cannot become Kaddish independently, unless its mother was a Kaddish, and it's a Vlad Kedusha, as our Mishnah here is speaking about. But otherwise, independently, it cannot have Kedusha. So too, you cannot have Tmura on an Uber. But what the Mishnah is telling you is, V'ubrim shekitshu b'mei iman, an Uber that became Kaddish in the stomach of its mother, because it's a Vlad of Kedusha, ein mamirin bohen, they cannot produce Kedusha. An Aver can produce Kedusha because the Aver has his spashtus to the whole animal, and therefore the whole animal becomes Kaddish. Whereas an Uber, even if it became Kaddish in its mother's stomach, it will never produce a tmura. So that is the halacha which the Mishnah is saying here concerning Ubrim, but the word Magdishin at the beginning of the Mishnah is not referring to Ubrim, because you, in fact, according to Bar Pada, you cannot be Magdish Ubrim. So Rashi, with his Girsa, is putting in a whole phrase and completely changing the meaning of the Mishnah, but all to save the sheet of Bar Pada that you cannot be Magdish L'chatchil and Ubr, you can only do it through Vlad HaKedusha, if the mother has Kedusha itself. Asks Rav Yirmiya back to Rav Zera, and the Shita puts in the word E, and the Bach puts in the word V'i, V'i b'vladik hachim, if according to you, Rav Zera, we're speaking in that Mishnah about Vladik Hachim and not where he initially made the Kedusha on the Uber. So Lachar, we could make the following deduction. B'mei iman hu deloy avdin tmura. It's only when the fetus is still in the mother's stomach that they cannot produce tmura on another animal. Hoi broi avdi. But if they were born, they're on the outside, they're already, there was a Leda, then they could produce Tamura. But that's not correct. V'atanan, we learned in the following Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Omid Aleph, the way we have the Girsi here, it's Ein Havlodois Oysen Tamura. The Shita tells us that the correct Girsi in the Mishnah there is Ein Havlad, not in the plural, Oysen, Ein Havlad Oset Tamura. And if you look at the Mishnah, actually there's a Vav there before, the Ein Havlad Oset Tamura. That's the shita of the Chachamim, that a vlad, even when it's born, a vlad kachim cannot produce tumor even when it's born. Answers the Gemara. This is what Bar Pata will answer. This is what the Rav Zera will answer to Rav Yirmiya. Ha'mani Rav Yehudahi ein chanami. The Mishnah that we are discussing will be going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that's brought there on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that Vlad Kachim, once it is born, it could produce Tumura on another animal. Ask Rabbi Yirmiya back to Rabbi Zera, you Rabbi Yehuda, if the Mishnah that we are discussing is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, then I have a different problem. Ibrin Mikachi, how could we say that you could be Mekadish Evorim? And we learned that how does this work? Because there's a hispashtus. There's a spreading out of the Kedusha from, let's say, a leg to the rest of the animal. Hola Rabbi Yehuda Lesley Ha'aymer Ragla Shazu Oila Kula Oila. But Rabbi Yehuda, in a brisa that we're going to have on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, says that he doesn't hold of the klal of hispashtus, that the Kedusha can spread from the leg to the rest of the Oila. Only the regal itself will be kaddish, but it will not spread to the rest of the animal. Amar lei, so Rav Zera answers to Rav Yirmiya, Hachba Maiskin. Here we're talking about bedaver ha'isa isa trefa, or as according to the Girsa of the Shita, bedaver shanishama tuluya boy. If we're speaking about a part of the animal where if you have that removed, the animal will be a trefa, will not be able to live. It's something that the neshama of the animal is dependent on the survival of that limb, then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there will be hispashtus. So Rabbi Zera is adamant in his approach that the Mishnah we are discussing is not speaking about tchilas kedusha by an uber, because according to Bar Pada, there cannot be kedusha on an uber. It's speaking about a vlad kachim. And it's also going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that once a Vlad Kachim is born, then it's Shaykh Tamura, and Rabbi Yehuda will hold of a Spashtus on an Aver, if it's an Aver Shanashama Tuliyabot. Now says the Gemara, let us say the Machloikas, Bar Padan Rabbi Yochanan is actually a Machloikas Tanoi. Because we have learned in one Brisa, Hashaykh Desachatos, Umotzubo Ben Arbachai, if somebody shechted a chatas, and he found inside the chatas a living fetus, but it's only 4 months old. And we're speaking about a chatas that comes from a goat, a seira or a kivsa, where the normal later takes place after 5 months. So here, it was not fully developed, but it was still living. And we'll soon see, Rashi will explain to us why it has to be Bedavka case where it's Ben Arbachai, a living fetus. So Ktani, we learned in one Brisa, Ktani Chada Einan Necheles, El Zichri Kun, and has all the halachas of a chatas, which means that it's only eaten by male Kohanim. Einan Necheles, El Lefnim Nakloim, it's only eaten inside the curtains. This refers to the Azorah, which in the time of the Beis HaMikdash had actual walls, but in the time of the Mishkan, there were curtains outside the Mishkan in the area of the Azara, and therefore this area is known as Lefnim Min HaKloyim, but we're speaking about that the Chatas can only be eaten in the Azara. Ve'ein in the Cheles El Yomechot, like every Chatas can only be eaten for 1 day. So this living uber inside the Chatas has a halacha of a Chatas with all the dinim of a Chatas. V'tan Yedich, but we learned in a different brisa. Necheles L'chol Adam, it doesn't have a din of a Chatas. It's eaten by every person. You don't have to, not only a Kohen who's a male. And the way to grow has the gears in the next word, v'necheles b'chol makam. It's eaten all over, not just in Nazara. And now, on the third halacha, we have Eina Necholin Bazara. The Gra takes that out because that's a repetition. If it's eaten all over, it means it's not eaten on the Azara. And the Girsa of the Gra in Ois Gimel is V'necheles Loilam. There's no restriction of 1 day. It can be eaten always. So in other words, the second Bryce is saying that this live fetus does not have a din of a chatas. So what is the Machloikis here? So the Gemara says, My love Tanoihi, there's a Machloikis Tanoim exactly in the Machloikis of Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan. The Mar Sover Kedusha Chala al Ubrin. The machloikis will be that machloikis. And therefore, we have to understand what is Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan arguing about when it's already a machloikis tanoim. And how will this machloikis play out in the two brises? So Rashi explains that the first Tana that holds that has a din of a chatas, the Gemara is assuming that it's speaking about here where he was magdish a pregnant animal. Because if he was magdish an animal that was not pregnant, and the animal came pregnant after the hegdish, so then, even according to the first Tana, it wouldn't have a din. The Uber would not have a din of a chatas, because a vlad hegdish, a vlad of a chatas, only becomes a chatas b'havayosan, when it is actually born. As long as it's not born yet, it doesn't have the kedusha of a chatas. So if the Tana Kama holds that it does have the Kedusha Chattas, it must be speaking about an animal that was already pregnant. So when he was Magdish, this animal, like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that you can be Magdish and Uber independently, he was actually making Hegdish of two animals at the same time. He was being Magdish, the mother, and he was independently making a separate Kedusha on the fetus while the fetus is in the stomach of the mother. It doesn't have to be born. If it's a vlad, if the kedusha only comes because of the mother, in other words, the mother was kadosh and then she became pregnant, so the kedusha of the uber would only be a result of the mother, that would only take place once it's born. But if he has a power to be magdish and uber independently, so if this animal was already pregnant, when he's magdish the mother, he's also magdish the unborn fetus. However, and that's why it has all the dinum of achatas in the first brisa. The second brisa, however, holds that no. That second brisa will hold like the sheet of Barpada, that you cannot be magdish a uber independently. So therefore, it remains chulin. And therefore, it has all the halachas of chulin. And it would only become kadosh once it's born. And Rashi explains that that's why we're talking about a ben arba chai for a chiddush. That I would have thought that once he's opening up the mother and he finds in it a live fetus, that we should say that even though it's only 4 months old, it's already considered that it's living. It already had its havaya. It's considered as if it had its leida. Kamash malon that no, that since it didn't have a full pregnancy, therefore even though you found it alive, that's not called its havaya. And the owner was unable, according to Barpada, to make a separate kedusha on the uber, so therefore it remains chulin with all the dinim of chulin. So chai is to tell you a chiddush in the last Tana that he holds it's not considered a leida of, it has a din of vlad kachim, but it doesn't have the kedusha because the kedusha only comes with the leida, and this is not considered a leida even though you found it chai inside. So l'chayru the machlokes bar padan and Rabbi Yochanan is the machlokes tanoim of these two brises. The first brise holds, like Rabbi Yochanan, that you could be magdish the uber independently, and that's why it has a din of chattas. The second brise holds, like Barpada, that you cannot be magdish and uber independently, and therefore it has a din of chulin. So what are Rabbi Yochanan and Barpada arguing in if it's already a machloikis tanoim? Says the Gemara Loi, the machloikis of these tanoim is not in Barpada and Rabbi Yochanan whether you can be magdish and uber or not, but rather they're arguing about something else. As Rashi explains, it's not speaking about a case where you were magdish a pregnant animal, but rather the animal became pregnant after you were magdish the animal. So the whole discussion here is not about tchilas hakedusha, where you're being magdish and uber to begin with, but rather it is concerning vlad kedusha. The kedusha of the uber is coming as a result of the mother, because since the mother is already kadosh. And what is the machlokes of these tanoim? Hani tanoi b'hakamifli. They're arguing in the following: demar sover vladis kachim b'aviyosin hein kedushim. That the second brisa, which says that the uber is chulin, he's of the opinion that a vlad kadosh only becomes kadosh when it is born, when it comes into existence, when it has havaya. As Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Bukhari, Stuff Yudal and Amid Beis, we learn it from a pasuk in Dvorim, Perik Yud Beis, pasuk Chavav, Rak Reshecha Asher Yielucha, and from that pasuk, the kachin that will be to you, the Gemara there in Bukhari learns out, Elu Havladois, this includes the children of the animal, and the pasuk uses the word yiulacha. That's havaya. That when it comes into existence. So therefore, if you opened up the stomach and you found at 4 months a living fetus, that's not considered havaya, and therefore the animal is chulin with all the dinim of chulin as opposed to chattis. Umar Sover, the Tana of the first brisa, is of the opinion that vladi kachim b'mei iman hen kadoshim. They become kaddish in their mother's stomach, and therefore, when the embryo is found in the mother's stomach, it is already considered kaddish, and therefore it has all the dinim of chattos. The iboy yisema, and we should point out, when we say that it has all the dinim of chattos, it does not have the din of a vlad chattos that is lamisa. Because since, after all, it wasn't born, although this Tana holds that b'mei imon hen kedoshim, we say that while it's in the mother's stomach and it has not yet been born, although it has kedusha, but it has all the dinim of the mother. And therefore, if the mother had shchita and the zrika of its dam permitting its basar, its flesh, lachila, the same would apply to the embryo found in it. It would not have that halacha of vlad chatas that goes lemisa. The iboy seima, and if you want, I'll give another answer, that really there is no stira between the two brises. And really both brises chatanu hu. It's the same tana, except that the two brises are speaking about two different cases. As Rashi says, that this tana will hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that you could be magdish an embryo in the mother's stomach. A pregnant animal, if you're magdish the animal, you're magdish the embryo as well, and you're being magdish both of them at the same time. And you're able to do that. So why is there different halachas? Because there's different cases. Chatanu, it's one tana. But chada, one brisa, mehalein masnaisa, one of those brises is speaking about, and this is the one that holds that it's chulin, b'magdish behem of achakach nisabra, where you were magdish an animal and then it became pregnant. And therefore, the only way the embryo has kedusha is because it's a vlad of kachim. And vlad kachim, he's of the opinion, is b'havayosan. It's only when there's a leida. And therefore, if you found it alive in the stomach and there was no leida yet, there was no birth, the animal does not have kedusha, and therefore it's chulin, and it doesn't have any of the dinim of chatos. The chada and the first brisa, the chada menhoinen, and the first of those, one of those brisa, which is the first brisa, is speaking about a different case. Shehigdisha muberes, that you were magdish, an animal that was already pregnant, and this is going like Rabbi Yochanan, that you could be magdish, a fetus in the stomach of the mother, and therefore the kedusha is chal right away. You don't have to wait to the avaya, because it's not a kedusha because of vlad, because it's the child of a mother that has kedusha, but rather it has its own independent kedusha right away, and therefore has a din of a chatas. And now the Gra says that we should read the next word, not tanya, but rather tnan, because it's a mishnah further on daf yud zayin amud aleph. And we also change, says the Gra, not Rabbi Eliezer Omer, but Rabbi Lozer Omer. And we're going to ask a final question on Bar Poda, and as a result of this question, we're going to change what Bar Poda actually holds concerning this inyan. Tnan, we learned, Rabbi Lozer Omer, there are five animals which cannot receive kedusha, and they are klayim. If there is a mixture, even of two kosher animals, which are brought on the mizbeach, let's say a sa'ir and a kifsa, the child that comes as a result of that union, it has a psul and has no kedusha on it. Utrefa, or an animal that even though there's a proper shchita done to the animal, but it has a defect in it which makes it unable to survive, has a din of a trefa, so the shechita is not does not accomplish, and this animal likewise has no kedusha on it. The yotzei daifin, if the animal was born through a cesarean, or a tumtum, where we have a suffix, we have a doubt whether this child, this animal, is a zachor and a keva, whether it's a male or a female, and finally v'androgynous, and we have an androgen, in other words, an animal that has both male and female genitals. So the halacha is like kedushin, they have no kedusha, v'loy magdishin, and they do not transfer their kedusha onto anything else. V'yomer Shmuel, and Shmuel said to explain these words of the Mishnah, like Kadosh and Betzmura. They are not Kadosh with Tzmura. If another animal has Kedusha, they do not receive that Kedusha. And Rashi points out that even Tzmura, which is Chal on a Balmum Kavua, is not Chal on them. In other words, in this way, a Balmum is stronger than these Psulim. Because these Psulim, not only can you not be Magdish them L'chatchila, because of their Psul, but you cannot transfer over Kedusha from another animal onto them. Which by a Balmum, although it itself cannot have originally Kedusha, but you could transfer Kedusha from another animal onto a Balmum. So therefore, Shmuel explains that when we say the words Loi Kedushin, it means that Kedusha cannot go to these animals in any form, either L'chatchila to be Magdishem, or even to transfer Kedusha to them through Tzmura. Loi Kedushin b'Tzmura, and certainly not initially to put Kedusha on them. But also, V'loi Magdishin, Las is Tzmura. They cannot transfer their Kedusha from them onto another animal. V'tanya, Amar Rebbe, the Sheet is Garisir, not Rav Meir, but Rebbe, Amar Rebbe, Ma'achar She'en Kedushin, Hech Magdishin. There's an obvious question. You just told me that there's no way to give Kedusha to these Psulim, and then you tell me that if they have Kedusha, you cannot transfer them. But you just said they cannot get Kedusha. If they cannot get Kedusha, obviously you can't transfer the Kedusha. There's no Kedusha to transfer. As Rashi says, v'hu eitz ba'almaninu, they're like a piece of wood. So Rebbe explained, there's one way where these animals could get Kedusha, i'ata maitzi, you can only find this, ela b'magdish behema, somebody sanctified an animal, v'acher kach nitrefa, and then it became a trefa, or b'magdish vlad, you were magdish of a embryo in the mother's stomach, and v'yotze derech daifen, after it received the Kedusha, then it went out as a cesarean. So, there was no kedusha to the chiddush is, even though there is kedusha in these two cases, because the kedusha came first before the trefa, the kedusha came first before the yaitz daifen, it still does not make true tmura. So we can deduce from here alma kadosh vlad. The only reason why the kedusha doesn't transfer from this yaitz daifen, this embryo that came out through a cesarean, that's only because it's a yaitz daifen. But let's say it would have come out naturally, then the kedusha was chal in the mother's stomach, and now you would be able to transfer that kedusha and make tzmura. So this is an open question on Bar Pada, who says that you can't be magdish avlad. So the Gemara explains, Amri, we will have to say the following. Bitam b'meit tmima, if it's speaking about a embryo that has no blemishes, and it's in the stomach of a mother that has no blemish, afilu bar pada nami moide, the kadosh enich nami bar pada will also be moide, that it does receive kedusha. He'll be moide to Rabbi Yochanan that you could be mekadosh an embryo in the mother's stomach. Loi nechleku, where is the machlokes between bar pada and Rabbi Yochanan? Ela b'tam b'mei balas mum. If you have a tam in the stomach of an animal that has a mum on it. So bar pada sover, kiven de ime loi, the Gra says the word should be migdisha, since the mother doesn't have kedusha because it is a balas mum, doesn't have kedusha saguf, so who, the uber, also, nami loi kadosh, it also does not have kedusha saguf. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, "Hani kibbeis behemis nina." We treat the embryo and the mother as if they're two separate animals. Eimei he deloy migdisha. The mother ain't a chanami, has no kedusha. Avil hu kaddish, but the uber is kaddish. So it comes out that Bar Pada, the way the Gemara is explaining it right now, it says a unbelievable shita here. His opinion needs explanation, which the Kehillas Yaakov, the Stipler, tries to explain, because on the one hand, the Gemara is saying that Ein Lechanami Bar Pada holds that you could be memagdish, a regular animal that has no mum, a embryo in the mother's stomach. It will receive independent kedusha. And yet, if it's an embryo of a balas mum, then we say, just like the mother, there's no kedusha, so too there's no kedusha on the embryo. You just told me it could have independent kedusha. If it could have independent kedusha, so it should have independent kedusha even in the stomach of a balas mum. On that, the Stipler answers that really the machlokes here between Bar Pata and Rabbi Yochanan is whether uber yerech imoy or lav yerech imoy. Do I say that the embryo is considered like a thigh of the animal? It's like a bone, a part, a limb of the animal, or it's considered an independent entity and it's not considered a limb of the animal. So Bar Pata's sheet is that uber yerech imoy. So that's why the Gemara thought that just like if it's in a baal las mum, it would be considered a baal mum as well because it's part of the animal. And the Gemara before, until now, thought that einachanami, you cannot be magdish even an animal that embryo that's not a baalas mum because it has no independent entity. And you can't be magdish just the embryo alone without the mother because it's part of the mother. If the mother is not kaddish, so the embryo won't be kaddish. However, the Gemara at this point changes and says, and if the mother's a balas mum, that will affect the embryo. But if there is no issue of a bal mum here, so then I will say you could be magdish, the embryo, independent of the mother, because since, after all, once it's born, then certainly you're able to be magdish, the animal, when it's born. So therefore, I give it that ability even before it's born, Bar Pata holds. However, if there is a defect, a mum, in the mother, then because of Uber Yerachim, I will say that that will affect the child as well. Rabbi Yochanan is a much simpler mahalach. Rabbi Yochanan holds Uber Lav Yerachim. Uber is not part of the mother, and therefore, just like it can be magdish, the embryo independently of the mother, because it has nothing to do with the mother, it's not considered a limb of the mother. Therefore, you can also be magdish, the embryo in the mother's stomach, even if the mother is a balas mum, because it is not affected. Uber lav yerachimoy, it's not affected by the mother. So explains the Stipler, the final sheet to hear of the Gemara in Bar Pada. Continues the Gemara, Lishna Achrina, we have a variant way concerning the last Gemara, and the Mephoshim explained that this Lishna Achrina begins in the middle of the previous sugi. In other words, that if we start from Tnan, Rabbi Lozer Oimer, and we continue down, our Lishna Achrina has the same beginning. In other words, they bring Rabbi Lozer Daf Yud Zayin that says that climb with Treif of Yitzadayim Tum Tum Andraganis like Kedoshim LaMagdishin. And Shmuel explains what does that mean, like Kedoshim B'Tmura VeLaMagdishin Lasis Tmura. And on that, Rebbe explained Ma'acher Shein Kedoshim Heich Magdishin. If they're not Kaddish, how could they make Tmura? There's nothing to transfer. And yet, so there, Rebbe tackled the first two of the five. He did Treifa, and he did Yitz HaDaifin. And he said that the Kedusha happened before the Treifa, before the Yitz HaDaifin. But he didn't address the last three, which are Tumtum, Androgynous, and Klayim. The other three, he only tackled Treif and Yitz HaDaifin. But Klayim, Tumtum, and Androgynous, he did not tackle. And those three, you can't say the Kedusha came first, because the animal, right by the inception, is an animal of Klayim. It's an animal of Tumtum. It's an animal that's an androgynous. So over here, how do we understand? The question comes back, if it's not Kadosh, then what Kedusha is there to transfer through a Tmura? That question will still remain on these three cases, and it will not be answered by what Rebbe said previously. And here, we'll have to give a different teretz. So let's begin the Lishna Achrina. Avol Klayim, the Tumtum androgynous, the other three, which are not answered by saying that you made it Kadosh before it became Klayim. We'll have to say that it's a case of Vlade Kachim, that the mother was Kadosh, then she became pregnant, and she became pregnant Klayim, she became pregnant with a Tumtum and with an androgynous. And it's telling you that on these animals, you can't, even if they become kadosh, you cannot transfer the tumura. In other words, although they have a psul with them, which is klayim, tumtum, and androgynous, but since they had this psul in the mother's stomach, and the mother was already kadosh, that kedusha does transfer over to the embryo. And we're going, says the Gemara, to Rabbi Yehuda. Shahayoyimer havlad oisa tmura. We learned before a machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda whether the vlad of kachim can produce
tumura on something else, and the Rabbanan said that it can't, and Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that the vlad could make tumura. So we're going like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because we're going to hold like the Rabbanan that a vlad kachim can never make tumura, so you don't have to tell me that klein tumtum nadrangis can't make tumura. They can't make tumura because they're a vlad kachim. So obviously, they're a vlad kachim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a vlad kachim normally, if there's no problem, could make kedusha. The chiddush is that klein tumtum nadrangis cannot transfer kedusha. But now, if this is Rebbe's teretz on the on these other three cases, we can make a deduction. Halein hu deloy kachin gufayu. These psulim of tumtum and andragus and klayim, their guf is not kadosh because of their psul. When they're born, they're even though they're vlad kachim, but because of their psul, we say there's no kedusha to transfer over through tumura. Aval ubrim acherim kadoshin. But if you had other ubrin without these psulim, then l'chayra, they would be kaddish. So l'chayra, this is a question on Barpada. Barpada says you can't be magdish and ubr. Here we see you can. And we're going to give the same answer as we said before. Amar abay, a tam b'meit tamim b'divrei kol kaddish gufei. By a tam in the stomach of a animal that has no mum in it, there is no machlokes. There, Barpada agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that you could be magdish and ubr. Eliki pli wins the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Barpada b'mei balas mum. If you have a tam in the stomach of a mother who has a defect, the bar potis over kiven the ime, and here the sheet that says the girsa is in ois tazayin kiven the ime loikadish gufo elaladmei. Since the mother has no kedusha guf, it's only a kedusha's damim. You cannot bring it as a korban. So it retains a kedusha's damim as a baal mum, but you cannot bring it as a korban. So ihu nami the uber also. Loi kaddish el ademei. That's a sheet of Barpada, as we explained before from the stipule, because he holds uber yerech imay. But Rabbi Yochanan Savar, uber lav yerech imay hu. And here the Gemara says, beferish the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan is that uber is lav yerech imay, and va'afag of the imay loi kaddish l'gufa, even though the mother has no kaddish over guf, but vlad miyo kaddish l'gufa. It's like a separate animal, not part of the mother, and even though it's in a balas mum, that will not affect, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the embryo. But in a regular embryo where there's no issue of mum, there Barpada's moida to Rabbi Yochanan that you could be magdish and ober according to the maskana of the first lashon and according to the maskana of the lishna acharina.
Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yosi v'haloi b'mukdashin ha'imer raglo shozu. Rabbi Yosi made a statement in the Mishnah that when somebody is magdish a leg of an ola, Ragla shalzu should be an oila. The halacha is kula oila, that we say there's a concept of hispashtus, that the kedusha goes from the leg throughout the entire animal, and the entire animal becomes kaddish. And now we turn to the Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to tell us that actually this statement of Rabbi Yosi is a machloikis tanoim. Rabbi Yosi has a fellow Tana who agrees with him, and that is Rabbi Shimon. However, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda disagree with him, and they do not believe in the concept of hispashtus when a person says the foot should become kaddish, that it's hispashtus throughout the entire animal. Begins the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan have learned in a Braisa, Yachol, I would have thought, Ha'oimer Ragli Shalzu Oila Teikul Oila, I would have thought, like Rabbi Yosi said in our Mishnah, that if somebody was magdish the leg for an oila, that the entire animal becomes an oila, because we say the concept of ispashtus, the kedusha spread throughout the whole animal. Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk tells us that in Vayikra, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk tests that this is not so. How do you learn it from the Pasuk? Because the Pasuk says, Koil asher yiten mimenu l'Hashem yiyah kodesh, whatever he will give from it to Hashem will be kodesh. So we learn, mimenu l'Hashem v'loy kulay l'Hashem. It's speaking about a case where he was magdish the leg, and we say that ein echanami, the leg is kodesh, part of the animal becomes kodesh, mimenu goes to l'Hashem, but not the entire. There's no espashtus of kedusha throughout the entire animal. It does not become kaddish. So Rashi explains that this person would not be allowed to shech this animal as a cholin animal because the leg is kaddish. On the other hand, he wouldn't be allowed to shech it in the Beis Hamikdash as being hegdish because only the leg is kaddish and the rest of the animal is cholin. Yachol teitzel l'cholin. I would think that perhaps you could do pigeon, let the person be poid to the leg that he was magdish,
And now the entire animal is chol, and I'll be able to eat the animal as chol. And Talmud Loimer, the pasuk says, no, yeah, kadosh. It's that leg that is kadosh remains kadosh, and pigeon doesn't help. Ha-ketzad. So what is the person to do? He cannot bring it as a korban because only the leg is kadosh. He cannot be eat it as chulin because the leg is kadosh. And he can't be paid it. So what should he do? The answer is, he should sell it to someone who wants to bring an ola. That person will be magdish the rest of the animal, and that person will be able to bring the whole animal as an ola. So really, there's another eitzah that he himself, the moicher, he himself could be magdish the rest of the animal. He was only magdish the leg, let him now be magdish the rest. But it's speaking about a case where he doesn't want to be magdish the entire animal. He doesn't want to lose the profits that he could gain from selling the rest of the animal. So therefore we tell him, sell it to somebody who wants to bring an oila, v'domeh chulin, the money that you will receive for the animal will be chulin, chutz midmei evishibo. Of course, you cannot sell the aver that's kaddish, because since it's kaddish, it's not in your possession, it's not in your rishus, you have no right to sell it. But the rest of the animal you could sell. And then the lekeach will be magdish the rest of the animal and bring the entire animal as an oila. Divrei Rabbeinu Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who do not hold that from the leg the kedusha is nispasha throughout the entire animal. And the Gra now says that the girsa is not with the vav here, vir Rabbi Yossi, but rather Rabbi Yossi, vir Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim. The word Oimrim should be Oimrim, says the Gra. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, they disagree with Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda, and they say the opposite. From the same pasuk, they darshan that we do say hispashtus. Menai in Loimer Ragli shows du oila shekul oila. How do I know if somebody made just the leg an oila that the kedushas nispashate throughout the entire animal? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Koil asher yitem imenu l'shem. So the pasuk ends yiyeh kodesh, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, what do you need the word yiyeh? Kishu oimer yiyeh kodesh, it could have said koil asher yitem imenu l'shem kodesh. What's the yiyeh kodesh? It should be holy. L'raboy says kula. This is marba, that if you made the kedusha on mimenu, you only made it on part of the animal, the kedusha is nispasha throughout the entire animal. So from this gemara, from this brisa, we have a machloikis tanoim. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda on one side do not hold of ispashtas, and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon hold of ispashtas. Amar mar, we have learned before, we learned in the Brisa that in this case where it was only magdish the leg, you should sell it to somebody who wants to bring an oila. Ask the Gemara, how could the lekeach be magdish it and now bring the entire animal as an oila? He is bringing an animal that's missing an aver. It's not literally missing an aver, but halachically it's missing an aver, as Rashi explains, because when he's going to be bringing this oila on the Mizbeach, the leg is not for him. The leg is for the kedusha that the mocher invested into the leg. He was the one who's magdish. So I'm bringing an animal where most of the animal is for me. The leg is for the mocher. It comes out that conceptually I am bringing a mechusar eiver. I'm bringing an animal that's missing a limb because I don't own that limb. That was niskadesh through the meicher. So it's as if I'm bringing an animal that is missing an aver. How can I fulfill my requirement of bringing an entire ola on the mizbeach? Amar Rava. So Rava answers, Boimer, speaking about a case where he said, Hare olai oila b'chayeha. I want to be magdish an oila, not in its entirety, but only with all the avorim through which the animal can live. That if you would take away that aver, you would take away that limb, the animal could not continue to live. And as Rashi explains, the moicher, when he was magdish the leg, it has to be speaking about a case where he was magdish that part of the leg which is minarkuvo lamata, which is below the ankle, where if you remove that part of the animal, that part of the leg, the animal will still be able to live. Because if the moicher, when he said that the leg should become kaddish, meant above the ankle, then we're going to see in a moment that Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to shita of Rabbi Yehuda that we don't say yispashtas, but Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if a person was magdish a limb through which the animal, if it's taken away from the animal, it cannot survive, then we do say Yisparshus. Then we do say that when you said the limb, you didn't just mean the limb, you meant the entire animal, because the animal can't survive without the limb. And then we do say Yisparshus of Kedusha throughout the whole animal. So how could this be a case of Rabbi Yehuda, where we don't say Yisparshus? It could only be where he was Magdish, that part of the leg where the animal could survive without it, which is, as Rashi says, Minar Kuvah L'Lamata, below the ankle. So now, the animal fits together with the moicher and the lekeach. The moicher was only magdish, a part of the animal where the animal could survive without it. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no espashtus. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi hold even in that case there is espashtus. But Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda disagree, and they say that in such a case where the animal's life is not dependent on it, there is no espashtus. And now the lekeach, who wants to bring an entire oila, it's speaking about a case where he said, I want to be magdish and oila only that part of the animal where it cannot survive without that limb. And since the part of hegdish of the leg is minarkuvo lamata, so the moicher fulfills his neder of bringing an oila missing the arkuvo lamata. Doesn't matter if the arkuvo lamata is going to go to the moicher for a korban on the mizbeach. I'm not missing anything because I was only magdish and oila b'chayeah, only something that it cannot live without. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Maida Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, who doesn't hold of his pashtus, and who what din? Rav Meir, because they hold of the same shita, both of them hold that bedover she'oisoisai treifa, he's Maida, that we would say his pashtus, as we just mentioned, that if it's minar kuvo lamaila, and then the animal would become a treifa, which means, according to one sheet, it means that he will not, the animal will not be able to live 12 months. There's an inherent defect in the animal, and it eventually cannot survive, it's going to die. So Rabbi Yehuda is minded that we would say hispashtus in such a case. Rava Amar, Rava said, no, you need more, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to say hispashtus. Bedavar she'oisa, oisa nevela. It would have to be something that would render the animal nevela, where the animal would become a carcass. It would, the animal would die very soon. Imminently, it's going to die. For example, if the thigh was removed and the cavity was exposed without flesh covering it, that would signal the imminent death of the animal. So if he was magdish such a part of the animal, he's magdish the entire leg up to the thigh and with the cavity exposed, so then the animal's going to die very quickly. And then Rabbi Yehuda would be mighty that we would say his pashtus throughout the whole animal. Rav Sheshes says you need even more, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Bedavar shehi mesa. It has to be a vital organ where the animal will not just die imminently, but the animal will die immediately. For example, if he says, I magdish the heart of the animal to the mizbeach, the esophagus of the animal, the veshet of the animal to the mizbeach, where the animal will immediately die without it, so then it's his pashtus to throughout the entire animal. But anything less than that, according to Rav Sheshes, in the sheet of Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir, we would not say his pashtus. So we have here a three-way machlokas.
My Ikka ben Rav Chisda l'Rava. The Gemara wants to know now what exactly is the machlokas between these three opinions, and the Gemara begins with the first two opinions. What is the basis of the machlokas of Rav Chisda and Rava? Rav Chisda said that it has to be a davar she'oisei treifa, and Rava said it has to be Dover Shoisa Nevela. The Gemara answers, Ikka Benayu, the difference between them is in a machlokes that we find in Masecht Chulin on Daf Mem Beis concerning a treifa. Do we say that a treifa that has a defect in it is chaya? It will live more than 12 months? Or do we say that it will not live more than 12 months? Ikka Benayu, treifa chaya. Rav Chisda Sovel Kamandi Yomer, treifa ain't a chaya. Rav Chisda holds like the Mandi Yomer in Masech the Chulin that a treifa cannot live. And therefore, if he was magdish, for example, minar kuva ulamailo, which makes the animal a treifa, it will not live, and therefore it's considered a davershan shama tuluya boy. And if it's a something where the animal can't live with that defect, then we say hispashtus, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, from that leg, from that part of the leg, and throughout the entire
animal. But Rav holds like the Man D'Omer in Masech T'Chulin that a treifa could live, and therefore it's not considered that he was magdir something shanashama tuliya boy, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda Shita will be that you do not say in that case hispashtus. Umay Yekubayin Rav Rav Sheishis. What's the swar of the machloikis of the last two shitas? That Rav says it's enough that it's rendered a nevela, and Rav Sheishis says it has to die right away. It has to be a major limb like the heart, the head, the esophagus. Only then do we say Spashtas. Answers the Gemara. Ikebenayad Rab Lazar. Their machloikis is in Rab Lazar. Dom Rab Lazar. Nitla yerch v'chalal shala. If the thigh and the cavity was taken from the animal, nevela. It becomes a nevela, Rashi explains, even when the animal is still alive, it's rendered a nevela, and it will have tumas nevela. So Rava Savalak Rav Lazar, Rava holds like Rav Lazar, that it is rendered a nevela, even though it's still living, and therefore it's considered that he was Magdish Adavar Shana Shamatulia boy, and therefore we'll say Yispashtas. But Rav Sheishis like Savalak Rav Lazar, Rav Sheishis does not hold like Rav Lazar. He holds that it does not become a nevela while it's still alive, and therefore that's not considered something shanashama tuluya boy. We will not say ispashtis, only if it will die immediately, like being magdish, the heart, the head, the esophagus, where it cannot live without it, and it'll die immediately. Only then will Rabbi Yehuda hold that we will say ispashtis from that limb through the entire animal. Meisvei asked the Gemara from a Braisa, Omer Rebbe. Rebbe says, who do we paskin in this Shiloh Ispashtas? So Rebbe said, Nirin Divri Rebbe Yehuda, B'davar Shein HaNeshama Tuliya Boy. I believe that Rebbe Yehuda is correct against Rebbe Yossi when he was Magdish, a limb where the Neshama is not dependent, where the animal could live without that. Like we said before, from the Arkuva Ulamato. So in that case, we paskin like Rebbe Yehuda that we do not say Ispashtas. And Rebbe says, I think in the following case that the halacha will be like Rabbi Yossi, that if the life of the animal is dependent on that limb, then Einachanami, if he was magdish that limb, we will say his pashtus. There I paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara deduces, lav mechlal, can't we make the following deduction, the pligi oled the Rabbi Yehuda? Can't we deduce that Rabbi Yossi argues on Rabbi Yehuda, even by a davar she'ein neshama tuliya boy, and Rabbi Yossi says you do say ispashtas, and on that Rabbi said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that we do not say ispashtas, and the other is also correct, that Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says you say ispashtas where it's neshama tuliya boy, because you certainly say ispashtus, because Rabbi Yossi holds even by ainin neshama tuliya boy. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda says that not only do I argue that you don't say ispashtus by ainin neshama tuliya boy, I even argue by neshama tuliya boy. And in that, Rabbi said, in that second machloik is there, I hold like Rabbi Yossi. So it would seem that Rabbi Yossi holds across the board always we do say ispashtus, whether it's neshama tuliya boy or not, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite, that you never say ispashtus, even if it's on neshama tuliya boy. And now the Gemara analyzes further the statement of Rabbi Bishloima when Rabbi said Nirin Divri Rabbi Yehuda B'davar She'ein HaNeshama Tuliya Boy. I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when it's not the neshama of the animal is not totally on this limb. Michlal de Poligoled the Rabbi Yossi. This would indicate that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds, and in fact that's true, that he holds, even if it's Ein HaNeshama Tuliya Boy, we will say Ispashtus. And Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on that, and Rabbi Paskins in that case like Rabbi Yehuda. That's fine. But the second statement is a problem. El Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yossi, B'davar Shein HaNeshama Tuliya Boy. But if Rabbi said, I hold like Rabbi Yossi, where the Neshama is dependent, that we do say then Hispashtus, Lav Mechlal, can't I deduce the Poligaleh to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yossi is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda, even where it's on Neshama Tuliya Boy, because even there Rabbi Yehuda is adamant and says that we do not say Hispashtus, and Rabbi Yossi argues, and Rabbi says in that Machloikis, in the second Machloikis, I paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So if this is correct, then this will be from this braisa, we have a question on Rav Chisda and on Rava and on Rav Sheishis. Because according to all of them, there's a machloikis, what the definition of Davar Shana Shalom Matluya Boy is, it treif, is it nevela, is it mesa? But everybody holds that there is one case, one scenario at least, or if not more, there's, but at least one situation where, let's say, even according to Rabbi Sheshis, where it's Mesa, where it's a Davish and a Shama Taluya boy, where Rabbi Yehuda will agree to Rabbi Yossi that we do say his Pashtus. But from here, it would seem to be that Rabbi Yehuda argues across the board with Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi then paskins like Rabbi Yossi. So to Yufta the Kula, it's a Kashan Rav, Rabbi Chizna, and Rabbi Sheshis. Answers the Gemara Loi, no question. Chasuri Machshir Vachiktani, they are missing words in the Brisa. And this is what should be read into the Brisa. Nirin divir Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda bedavar shana shama tuliya boy. I paskin like Rabbi Yosef against Rabbi Yehuda, and we do say espashtus if it's a limb which the neshama of the animal is dependent on; it cannot live without it. You know why I paskin like that? Said Rabbi, because she'af Rabbi Yehuda loy nechlik alav el bedavar shana neshama tuliya boy. Because even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on Rabbi Yosef unless it's a case where it's ain on neshama tuliya boy min arkuva lamata. Only then he doesn't hold of espashtus. Avo bedavar shana neshama tuliya boy meidalei. But if it's a davar shana neshama tuliya boy, then he's that to Rabbi Yossi. And that's why, of course, I paskin like Rabbi Yossi, because there's no machlaikis in that case. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yossi. Their only machlaikis is ain on the Shama. By ain on the Shama, I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But by the Shama, I paskin like Rabbi Yossi, because even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Yossi, depending on the definition of what Neshama Tluya boy in the three-way machlaikis that we just had. Boy, Rava had the following question. Bo'if mahu, what is the halacha of his pashtus by a bird? Rashi says that this shaila is according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that even by something that ain haneshama tuluya boy, let's say the foot of a tor or ben yoina, as Rashi gives the example, the question is, do we say espashtus according to Rabbi Yossi, where it's ain haneshama tuluya boy, by an oif? What is the question? Because since Rabbi Yossi learned his halacha from a pasuk, as we learned before, the pasuk is ve'im behemo asher yakrivu mimeno korban lashem koil asher yita mimeno lashem yiyah kodesh. And he learned from the extra word yiyah that we're marba that the kedusha that's on the item, the limb, which is ein neshama tuliya boy, will spread throughout the entire animal. The entire animal becomes kodesh. But now we have a shaila. As the Gemara continues, behema amar rachmana v'holav behema hi. If you look in the pasuk, it starts off ve'im behema asher yakrivu mimenu korban l'Hashem. The mimenu, the piece of the animal that has become kodesh, is from an animal and not a bird. Maybe by a bird you don't say the chiddush of yiyah kodesh of espashtus. So dilma, if you look further in the pasuk, it says asher yakrivu mimenu korban l'Hashem. Maybe the main stress is on the word korban amar rachmana v'hai nami korbanu, and an oif is also a korban, even though it's not a behemah, and we will say it's included in the ribbi of Yiyah Kodesh, and there will be a din of Espashtus. The Masoris HaShas in Ois Yud brings down that the Rambam learns that the Gemara Shaila is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Since we learned in the Gemara before that Rabbi Yehuda is Moda, that there's a din of Espashtus when he was Magdish a limb, a Dover Shanishama Tuluya boy. So the Gemara is asking the same question according to Rabbi Yehuda. Will there be a din of Espashtus by an oif or not? What is the Hezbrin, the Machloikis, Rambam, and Rashi? Because Rashi says the whole Shaila is only according to Rabbi Yossi, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. And yet the Rambam says that the Shaila is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Achroinim explain, it depends on why Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't hold of his Pashtus normally, is Moide when it's a Dovish HaNeshama Tuluya boy. Is this a logic, a Svara, that the we say that if it's Darvish and Hashem Atuliya boy, the person meant to include the entire animal, or that it's Memel, if the main part of the animal, which is Hashem Atuliya boy, is Kaddish, then automatically it makes Kedusha on those parts of the animal where it's not in the Hashem Atuliya boy? It's a logic. If it's a logic, then there's no enough commitment between a behemoth and a knife. That's a svar of Rashi. That's why Rashi says the only shah is according to Rabbi Yossi, who learned it beferish from a pasuk of Yiyah Kaddish, that the whole animal becomes Kaddish as a din of his spot. Then, if it's a pasuk, then you could say maybe oif is not included in the pasuk. Maybe it is included in korban. That's the shaila of the Gemara. But there's no shaila according to Rashi in Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda is a swara. If it's a swara, then there's no nafkamina behemorif. However, the Rambam will learn that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also a pasuk, even though Rabbi Yehuda doesn't use the pasuk to say ispashtas when it's ena neshama tluya boy. Rabbi Yehuda does learn the ribui of yiya, the extra root of yiya, like Rabbi Yossi, but he only applies it to a case where it's a neshama tluya boy. But according to the Rambam, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's exeris akasav. If so, we can ask the shail of the Gemara of Rava, even by an oif, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also amar rachmana. Do we stress the word behema, not oif? Do we stress the word korban? And that will include oif as well. Boy, Rava. Rava had another question. Higdish aver ledomov. If he was magdish an aver, but he didn't give it a kedusha guf. He was only magdish it for its monetary value. And Rashi further, six lines from where it gets wide at the bottom in Divrei Hamas, Ladomov says, what does Ladomov mean? Lahavi bedomov oila. So he was magdish this animal to sell the animal and then to buy with that money an oila. So the question of Rava is, mahu de techus le kedushas haguf. Do I say that even though he was magdish this one aver? And again, Rashi says that in the first wide line at the bottom of the Amid, Rashi says that it's going this shail according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that we say ispashtas even when it's ena neshama tluya boy. Why the question is only according to Rabbi Yossi and not according to Rabbi Yehuda? Ayin in the Sefer Pnei Aryeh, who explains why Rashi holds it's only according to Rabbi Yossi. But be that as it may, Rav has a shaila, do I say that even though he was magdish one aver only for kedushas dam to buy with it an oila, do I say that techus le kedushas haguf, that on this kedushas damim there should go a kedushas haguf? Mi amar, do we say, and the shita takes out the words until the end of the line and go and says that we follow in the next line, mi amar, and he takes out the vav of mid agdishay. Mi omar mid agdishe lechad aver agdishe lekule. Do I say that since one aver has kedusha, the whole animal has kedusha? And as Rashi explains, that would mean that even though he was magdish one aver ledamim, Rabbi Yossi will hold that we say spashtus from that one aver to the whole animal on damim. And once the whole animal through his spashtus has kedushas damim to buy with the money another oila, then Rashi says a logic kicks in and says, Lama li, in the end of the second wide line of Rashi, Lama li lemaychro lahavi b'damei oila. Hilkuch balkarche kachi kedush taguf. It doesn't make sense to go to the trouble of taking this animal and selling it and with the money going and purchasing another animal just to bring for an oila. This animal itself has no mum in it and it's roy to be brought as an oila. So therefore we say automatically if you were magdish the whole animal for kedushas damim, automatically there's a kedushas haguf. Do we say that? Or no? Oidilma chad miguyomar tre miguyomar. In order to bring this animal as an oila, you're going to have to come on to two miguys. You're going to have to say, since the aver had kedushas damim, Rabbi Yossi sheet is, we say, ispashtus, that the whole animal has kedushas damim. And then since the whole animal, migui, that the whole animal has kedushas damim, therefore, why go through the trouble to sell it and buy another animal, bring this animal itself? But in order to do that, you have to go through two steps. Maybe Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold. Rabbi Yossi only holds one step. If you're magdish, the aver for kedushas aguft, that it itself has sanctity of physical sanctity, then that spreads throughout the whole animal. But if it only has monetary sanctity, so you have to go in a two-step process, the kedusha of the limb goes to the whole animal, and then the monetary kedusha goes to physical kedusha, maybe tre miguis, we don't say. So the Gemara says, what kind of question is this? Tif should lay me today. Why didn't Rava and answer his own question from Lishitase, from an opinion that he himself holds? And he should have come to the conclusion that, of course, the whole animal does have Kedusha. Da'amar Rava, Rava said, Higdish Zachal Adamav. If he was Magdish, a male animal for its monetary value, and the reason it's a zochi here and not in the keva, because as Rashi explained, what does ledamav mean? Lahavi bedamav oila, to sell the animal and with the money to purchase another animal as an oila. So the animal itself has to be a zocher, otherwise it doesn't have a kedushas haguf for
Oila. We're going to say now that Kadosh Kedushas Haguf, Rava concludes. Higdir Zochel Adamav, the din is Kadosh Kedushas Haguf. That why go through the trouble of selling it and buying another animal if this animal has no mum, it's roi to the Mizbech, bring this animal itself. So from the Kedushas Damim becomes a Kedushas Haguf. Therefore, it has to be a Zocher because an Akeva can't be brought as an Oila, so there couldn't be Kedushas Haguf. But what do we see that Rava holds? That automatically from Kedushas Damim, it becomes Kedushas Haguf. If so, if you're telling me that through hispashtus, from the one aver, it spread out throughout the entire animal, Kedushas Damim, then Rava L'shitasi should hold any Kedushas Damim of an oil of a zacher should automatically become Kedushas Haguf and bring this animal itself. What's his question? The Gemara answers, no. Hasam the Agdashe L'kule. Over there, Rava was speaking about where you're magdish the whole animal for Kedushas Damim. Then Rava says, you're only dealing with one migui. You're going from Kedush, since it has Kedushas Damim, Memela, we force him to bring this animal itself instead of selling it and buying another animal. There's only one migui. Since it has Kedushas Damim, it automatically gets Kedushas Haguf as well. But Hacha, the Agdashe Chareiver. Here the question of Rav is because he was only magdish one aver, so you're going to have to say two miguis. Since it has kedushas damim on one aver, it spreads to the whole animal, and since the whole animal has kedushas damim, therefore the whole animal gets kedushas haguf. Maybe that you don't say. My, what's the halacha? I think more answers. This question also, teku tishbi yitaretz kushuvi yiboyetz. We'll have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to answer all our unresolved questions.